It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett have voted to avert a government shutdown at the end of the week. They join the majority of Colorado representatives in the House. Only Colorado Republicans Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck voted against the short-term funding measure. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow supported the short-term patch, but added these have a cost to national security.
Because every time we do a continuing resolution, the Department of Defense cannot sign new contracts and they can't start new projects, which means our adversaries are moving forward in space, and modernization and in cyber, and we are stuck.
Congressional leaders have agreed to spending amounts, but fights by some House Republicans for conservative policy changes continue to hold up final agreements. Demolition of a funeral home in Penrose, where authorities found nearly 200 mishandled bodies, has been delayed again. The Environmental Protection Agency planned to start clearing the Return to Nature funeral home property in mid-January, but delayed the process due to issues surrounding debris disposal that includes medical, biological, and hazardous materials. The EPA says there are no public health risks associated with the work. The funeral home's co-owners are facing charges of abuse of a corpse, money laundering, theft, and forgery. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin. It is 7:06. Colorado Matters is coming up next.